there's no better feeling than a personal win. And the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you do just that. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Shopping for skincare is frustrating. Buy it, try it, toss it, repeat. Curology is here to help. Curology pairs you with your own licensed dermatology provider who assesses your skin and prescribes you a custom formula to tackle acne, dark spots, or even fine lines. No guesswork, just a formula made to work for you. Get your consultation today at Curology.com/Spotify. Curology, skincare with a face. Subject to consultation, subscription required, cancel anytime.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to my travel podcast, Life's a Beach. Every week I invite a special guest to take us on a journey together to their favourite holiday destinations and to reveal their top travel tips and tales. Well, what can I say about my passenger this week? She's been in Coronation Street, Scott and Bailey, still open all hours. She's also been solving crimes in the south of France as the brilliant Madame Blanc. She's a fantastic actress, and I'm also proud to say she's my mate. Put your life jackets on, your tray tables down, and stick that panini in your gob, Madam. It's Sally Lindsay. This is the final boarding call for Sally Lindsay. This is the final boarding call for Sally Lindsay. Final boarding call, Sally Lindsay, Sally Lindsay, Sally Lindsay, come Sally Lindsay, let's go to the game, Sally Lindsay, Sally Lindsay, Sally Lindsay, Sally Lindsay, Sally Lindsay. Thank you.
Look who we've got on board, Sally Lindsay.
Hello, love.
It's nice to see you sober in my house.
I was just going to say that. I think I fell out. I was like, is this the right house? Because it's pink. And I went, I fell out. They didn't turn out. My Steve picked me up at Christmas. But that's Christmas, isn't it, kid?
Oh, my God. And do you know what? Can we say why did we get together? Because we missed the late, great Paul O'Grady. Every year we all get together when Paul was alive and we just... It was our office party, wasn't it?
It was the Christmas do because we're all self-employed.
Yep.
And we called it... But this year we called it the Paul O'Grady Appreciation Society, didn't we?
Yeah, yeah.
And we all went out for a few Christmas drinks. That was all it was. And we vowed we'd do it. Because I've known you for many, many years.
Yeah,
I think it's 25. And but obviously then Paul and we got with orders and it's lovely and Dickie Arnold and all that. It's great.
Because I knew you when you were a man, and I've said this. I know. Listen before you think, oh, Alan, cancel him. You were a man when I met you.
Yeah. So I was. you were honestly.
Is this true?
I played a man in stand up because I was really inspired by. Steve Coogan and Paul and Pauline Carf, and I thought, I wonder if I could have a go at that. So I invented this bloke vaguely based on my dad called Eric Cotton. And I think you're literally the only person who's ever seen it. There's no record of it. There's no YouTube. There's nothing.
You were funny.
Oh, that's you so always say funny. That, but I can't remember, you know. I remember, so we did the first stand-up ever together, didn't we?
Yeah, yeah. And first time ever I got on the stage.
And it was in the Buzz Club in Southern pub, and it was Agraman who was so diabolical at comedy that but he was such a lovely man, wasn't he?
So lovely. And also I love him to be, and he really was behind me.
He was great with me as well, great. Yeah.
But my God, as a compare, if someone didn't go down very well, don't worry, there'll be someone on in a minute who's not shite.
They'll never be back, don't worry everyone.
Sorry guys, it's a woman coming up.
Oh, honestly. He was unbelievable.
It was like a sitcom.
And then he'd do this poem and every the whole room would be silent. It'd be like, yeah, tumbleweed. And then yeah, you'd go on. You're like, oh, brilliant. Thanks for that. But he was a lovely fella. Yeah. But I went on and we went, and it was the City Life Comedian of the Year, and loads of people, very famous people, had won it. Mm. And we got through, didn't we? But when I went on, it was all right. And people were going, that's quite funny. That's very good. Well done. Then Al came on. And I remember looking at my mum and my family, and they were literally biting the carpet laughing. And I went, God, this guy is something else. And you're exactly the same as you are now. And if anyone thinks for 1 minute that voice is made up, or this is made up, this is all I've ever known.
But you were on stage as a man. And then Wendy said, come on, everyone who competed, I see this blonde woman. And yeah, I went to you, who the hell are you? And you went, I'm Derek Cotton. I was like, oh my God.
That was the gag. I thought everyone would think, wasn't she clever doing that bloke?
People thought you were a man.
We're a bloke. I was like, oh, that's a bit, I don't know what that says about my face. Yeah, it was good times. Good times. And we did it for about, 9 or 10 months.
And then we were in the place called the Blue Cat in Stockport. You played his daughter, Lisa Marie.
Yeah, so then.
Was it Lisa Marie?
I think he was, yeah. Yeah, it was. Well done, yeah. You. Lisa Marie Cotton, yeah. And I played him and then his daughter. But
and
then,
do you remember your joke as well when your mum comes in and says, was it you were saying, look at you laying on your back looking up at Liam Gallagher. So I didn't do Patsy Kensit any harm or something like that.
It's really bad. And I know
it was different times back then.
It was different times. And I would never, ever say that about you now, Patsy. I'm really sorry.
She listens, no. Yeah. I'm sure she's had worse. Listen, and then I just want to say this about Manchester. And like for me, I'm never really in the right place at the right time. But I think the Manchester comedy scene back then, you can't really explain that 2000, 2003, you would turn up and you would see up there in Manchester, you'd see Steve Coogan, Peter Kay.
Jimmy Carr,
Johnny Vegas. Carolina Hearn would be trying out.
Yeah, trying out stuff. It was amazing. And it was a real inspiration for me, even though I was never going to be a stand-up comedian. I never had your thing or Sarah Millican's thing. Sarah Millican, she used to turn up.
Yeah.
I never had that, you know, that thing you've got, that magic. But, you know, I have it in other ways, bless me. You know, but I'm not putting myself down. But that was something that it's just a natural thing. But all these amazing, it was like a ley line, I thought.
Yes, that's right.
These unbelievable people on this circuit, which is where you came from, really, wasn't it? And with the Ice Cream Sunday.
I mean,
and
there were some shit gigs as well. I remember that fish restaurant in Ormskirk, where they had to pass the microphone through the, you know, the hatch, the serving hatch. Hey, Alan Carner, come on. It was a crate in the corner. Yeah. People trying to eat their dinner. You got, hello, how you doing?
I know.
Fucking hell. One-star trip advisor. There's a seagull in the kitchen. And so he'd pass it through. Anyway, listen, you were born in Stockport.
I was. Yes.
Have you ever been to that hat museum?
I have. I was actually born in Manchester, but I lived in Stockport.
Wikipedia for you.
I know. I was born in Burnage, actually, where the Gallaghers are from.
Oh, really?
Weirdly, around the corner. And then I moved to Gorton and then Stockport. But I've never been to that hat museum. And I feel bad about it, because I should have done. Yeah. I hang around the precinct a lot. Apparently it's having overall now. It's all being done up. It's all getting gentrified, Stockport Town Centre. Because it's horrible.
Has it still got that pyramid?
It's got the pyramid. There's no one's in it.
Oh, no.
You know, that was meant to be for, like, like Egypt.
If you could, no, honestly, if you listen to this, because we want to be aspirational, if you can't afford to go to Luxor, go to Stockport and look at, because you pass it on the train, didn't
you? It's one blue pyramid, and it's been the biggest white elephant. Everybody keeps hiring it, and it's obviously a terrible building. But there were going to be four, based on the Valley of the Kings. I was like, that's...
Four in Stockport?
There was going to be, that was the original, with the viaduct in the back. I love it. I love the aspiration of it, though, because they've got a station. They went, I tell you what, we'll build four pyramids.
Yeah, that'll work.
And one hasn't, I know. I do go back there a lot, though. I'm always in Manchester.
Yeah. My friends moved up there, so I always pop up and see them.
Yeah, it's brilliant.
It's changed now. It's for the better, for the better. I mean, that northern
Barcelona
quarter.
Now,
yeah, everyone sits outside.
It's like New York, Barcelona. I mean, it was a right shithole when we were there, wasn't it? Let's be honest. There was Dry Bar, there was a Hacienda.
Yes.
There was the Comedy Store. Yeah. And that was it, really, wasn't it? Everything else, we stood in a corner in a shit pub.
You'd never go up that northern quarter, would you?
Well, there was syringes and all sorts, weren't there?
Yeah.
It blew my mind when I went back and I was like, hang on, what's happened here? You didn't come round here at night. No. You know, my dad did. My dad had a pub there, but that was my dad. You know, there's only certain sort of gangster types that went round there. It was rough as arses. And now it's... It's like New York.
Yeah.
I think even they film it as New York, don't they?
They do, yeah.
Crazy.
Ladies and gentlemen, as we fly over Stockport, on your right, you'll see a beautiful pyramid. This is where Cleopatra is buried. And if you look out onto the left, you'll see the Hat Museum, where Cleopatra once wore a balaclava. Thank you.
So where did you holiday as a child?
Well, it was really... I've got two different stories about that.
I suppose you didn't need to go, because it was like Egypt on your doorstep.
It was like... You know, and the weather and everything. And the crime. And the pickpocketing. Just the same. Shit souvenirs, the lot.
Donkey going on the ice.
It's that bloke on Levy. I'm Levy High Street with his kilt and his bell, that one. Do you remember him? Anyway.
Do you know what? You know when I'm hungover?
Yeah.
I cry at that donkey advert. I'm just a poor donkey. Oh, my God. Honestly, every time.
I love that donkey.
Oh, and he's got all the bricks on his back. Oh, this is a rest.
His little humps.
Anyway, carry
his
on.
His little curly
so.
Anyway,
oh, no, too, honestly, I
where
don't
did
like
a holiday?
Fraud. I don't like it.
Two places. So my granddad, unbelievably, I mean, this is crazy from where I'm from, but my granddad was worked on the railways. And when we joined the EU, I won't mention anything, they got a free pass to go all around Europe in the 70s.
Oh, wow.
So we used to go with my gran and granddad from Manchester to Italy on the train with 2 50-year-olds who couldn't speak a word of any language apart from shouty English. I mean, the adventure took us like 24 hours to get there on the train across... Oh, me and Chris were like that. We were like traumatised when we got there. And then they just put us in the sun and I'd burn because you know, I just burned because they didn't bother with...
Because your hair's getting bigger. What have you put in it?
It's bigger. No, what it is, it's menopause, mate. Some days I wake up and it's like Tina Turner. And other
days... Does menopause affect your hair?
Absolutely. It affects every part of you. And then other way, I wake up and it's like, it's just stuck to me head like a ghoul. It's just tight. Honestly, the only thing I ever had was my hair. And now I don't know what the bloody hell's going to do every morning.
You don't
morning.
Know what you're going to look. It's like stars in your eyes when you go to bed.
It is.
You wake up tonight, this morning, I'm going to be Tina Turner.
I was on that.
Do you know what?
No, that's funny.
Yes.
And you stars in their own minds, as I called it after that.
And you said the man who styled you made me look like Arnold Schwarzenegger. How camp was it?
Well, I look like... I was supposed to look like Dolly Parton, the size of me. I mean, the producers were insisting on that was Dolly. I sound like Liam Gallagher when I sing. Well, not at the moment. So I've got a really deep voice and I look like this and they wanted me as Dolly Parton. That was it. And I was like, and I remember they were offering me, I think it was £4,000 at the time. Can you imagine?
Wow.
I'd only been in the street for about 6 months and I remember thinking, my God, that'll pay for me drive. Just saving up for me drive because I've always been a bit rock and roll. And I was like, that'll pay for me drive, amazing.
Yeah.
So did it. And I've got to say, it was the biggest laugh I've ever had without being pissed in my life.
Yeah.
I mean, one of them. We've had a few. But, oh, my God, it was hysterical. It was
what
just
did
so
you sing again?
Here you come again.
Oh, that's a good one.
And But the brilliant thing was, there's a shot in the audience, and usually on Stars in Their Own Minds, if anyone remembers, they used to have a shot like to the proud family, and they'd all be like that, dead proud, crying like that. Oh, isn't it great? All you could see was my mates and my mum, and Peter was there, Peter, just literally biting the carpet, laughing. It's dead tight. A big shot of them going, roaring. And it was piss funny, I've got to say. And I look back, I look like Lily. I look like Lily Savage. So I look like a fat Lily Savage. But it was, I'd do it again in a heartbeat. It was proper laugh.
Shopping for skincare is frustrating. Buy it, try it, toss it, repeat. Curology is here to help. Curology pairs you with your own licensed dermatology provider who assesses your skin and prescribes you a custom formula to tackle acne, dark spots, or even fine lines. No guesswork, just a formula made to work for you. Get your consultation today at Curology.com/Spotify. Curology, skincare with a face. Subject to consultation, subscription required, cancel anytime.
With Capella University's FlexPath format, you can set your own deadlines, learn at your pace, and access most coursework from anywhere at any time. Imagine your future differently at capella.edu.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans.
Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Now, listen, we got to talk about Madame Blanc.
Yes.
Oh, my God, everyone loves it. The ratings are insane. Did you see what Sue Vincent put up?
I know. Wow. It's not bad, is it?
Yeah, you're doing so well. I mean, it's brilliant.
Thanks, mate.
Do you love it for me? Well, yeah, would you want me?
Yeah, of course I do.
Well, not a corpse. I want to be alive.
You always said, well, I don't want to
I don't want to be a... Don't take the piss.
You've always said, well, I would do it, but I've got no range. That's what you always said. But now you've got your amazing show. Which is amazing. I watched that in one sitting.
Oh.
And I know you've always had that idea for many years, and I'm so proud of you to get it off the ground because it's beautiful. Oh. It's a really special piece of telly.
Oh.
And that kid, good God.
Oh, my God, he's amazing.
Sent from heaven.
But have you seen him recently?
Oh, is he about...
He's so tall.
Is he? Oh, no.
I said, if his balls drop, I'm in trouble. He can't play
God.
Alan Carr.
He did the voice.
I said, I saw him. He's grown up a bit taller. I said, do the voice... Oh, hello.
Oh, he's back
in the room.
It's all right. Madame Blanc, yeah, it was...
How amazing is
it? It was a little idea.
I don't feel like I'm just slagging him off. Ollie's amazing, and he's just amazing, the boy who plays.
He's amazing.
He's so fantastic, kid. But can you stop growing?
Yeah, please, just for a bit. And my kids are like, they're 5'10" now, they're only 13. I'm like, what's going on? it's kind of language they go, oh, yeah, after. Oh. And they stink, and they hate me. Apart from that, they're lovely. Yeah, so Madame Blanc,
your show's the lie, because it ain't even in South of France. It's
complete
in Malta.
Lie.
Malta. And then Gozo.
So when we went to, got commissioned, which I couldn't believe, and it was 2019, when just before the pandemic. So we had flickerings of commission to start with. And as you know, it's not just a commission now. You have to go through. So then we had to get other funding from blah, blah, blah. So when we finally got it commissioned, it was 2020. We finally got the funding together. And obviously, France was shut. Everything was shut. We were the last plane back from the recce, from Gozo, because France was shut. They didn't want us there. Quite fair enough, because it was, you know, pandemic. So they flew us to Gozo, which was still open, because somebody had said that Malta and Gozo, sometimes, you know, they're quite chameleon in their look, Mediterranean look. So I wasn't having it, dead stroppy. I wouldn't want it to be France. And I've got to get you bird bath. Anyway, I flew to Gozo. Flew to Malta first. It looks like Spain. I was like, no, I'm not having this. This is awful. We got on the ferry to Gozo. And as you go into the port, it just looks like a film set in the South of France in the 50s.
Yeah.
And I was in tears. I was like, oh my God, this is it. I can do this.
Yeah.
And what's been brilliant about it is because we do it on this contained island, we use all their crew. Or their cast, we become part of the family.
Yeah.
You know, and they'll let us dress anything. So that's why it looks so much like France, really. So France was shut.
God, I mean, it must have affected tourism there because it looks bloody stunning.
It has a spine. When people Google it and they find Gozo, and it's dead funny because me and Stevie Edge, you know Stevie Edge?
Yes, yeah. I've been on the same bill as him in Chorlton, where Ragman was. Yeah.
I've known Stevie Edge since Phoenix Nights. I mean, we're all old buffers, aren't we, to be honest? God send us, still here. still kicking it, love. Yeah, and when me and Steve sort of walking out to go to something to eat, and there's like people coming up going, oh my God, it's Dom and Jean. Oh my God. And it's dead funny because, you know, they really brought, you know, they've got it in their hearts. It's lovely, actually. It's really lovely.
Because I'm at the minute, I'm writing the second series of my sitcom.
Which is brilliant.
And you're very sweet. But it is so, not hard right? And I wouldn't say that to a nurse or a carer. It's so hard holding that biro. No, but thinking up fresh plots.
Oh.
And you've got to have a murder in there. You've got to twist it up. You've got to have a mystery.
When we got it commissioned, all of it, you know what telly's like? It takes ages and all of a sudden they want a script like in 3 seconds. And I was on holiday and I rang about 10 writers and my mates up and said, can you just knock together, you know, thinking it'd be dead easy. I've got this idea, it's a treatment. I've written it all, I've created it all. Can you just write me a script because they're desperate for it and they need it in 3 weeks. And I was like, none of them were free. So I rang Sue Vincent, and we'd only ever written comedy before. I said, Sue, we're going to have to write a murder mystery. And she went, what? And I said, we don't do, and I went, well, we do now.
Yeah.
Turns out, and I think it's, we've got an equal love of this, Agatha Christie.
Yeah.
You know, Conan Doyle.
Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah. So we have and I think what's happened, and I watch Murder, She Wrote on a loop, Columbo on a loop.
Yeah.
And I just think somewhere inside me, all that came out. So the first effort was pretty diabolical when I think about it, but it got us over the line as writers.
Yeah.
And then we just, and I just turned into a murder mystery writer. Isn't that mad what you can do?
That's great.
Well, if you have to, you have to do it, don't you?
We all love a mystery. It's like people love word search, crossword, everything. It's love a mystery.
Yeah, I love a mystery. I don't know what it is, but there's something about it. And to be honest, people will remember. They might not remember the mystery, but they remember the antiques, or they remember, you know, there's lots of elements to it, really.
Can we talk about the French policeman, Karim?
Karim.
He's not very good, is he?
What do you mean very good? Being a copper?
Yeah, he's not the best copper in the world, is he? You do kind of...
Well, see, we've got to remember...
What's he like? Is he English?
No, he's Canadian, French-Canadian.
Oh, right.
And... No, Alex Gaumont. He's a big West End star. So he's a huge West End lead. So his telly work has been... This is probably, you know, he's not done as much, but he's a massive West End star. Mm-hmm. And he's great. And we looked for ages for him. And I love the fact he's so dour and so opposite Jean. She just gets on his nerves, but she needs him. He needs her. And I think what it is, it's the antique space crown. He's not very good at antiques.
Those cufflinks.
He don't know what's going on.
The fencing sword. No idea.
So
thank
I think
God you're there.
I think he does solve crimes, but not antique ones.
I think he should be on traffic duty.
Traffic duty.
I think he should, I think he should leave crime.
I do let him solve a few clues. He does about two clues in it. Yeah. But obviously it's got to be Jean that does it.
I know, of course. I'm not slagging off. He's a fantastic actor. I just want every time it's like...
Yeah, he's quite a shit copper, yeah.
Yeah, great actor.
You're
shit
absolutely
copper.
Right, shit copper.
Have you ever had a holiday romance? What's this?
Yes.
Oh, tell me everything.
It was in... one of the Mediterranean islands. I won't be specific.
How bad was it? You won't even tell us the island.
I'm not going to tell the island. I'm probably in a picture behind someone's bar somewhere, like hammered, pouring a pint, like because they always wanted me to be Shelley everywhere, didn't they?
This is pretty dark shit if you can't even
name
the island.
It was really nice. It was really nice. It was Mallorca. Right, anyway, he was really nice.
Okay, right.
And, but he did, he I used to put... when like,
No wonder you're only filming in fucking Malta. You're banned from all of Europe. First you go interrailing with your granddad and then you're shagging it. We chose Malta because it's such a lovely...
I haven't done that one yet.
Gozo is the only place that'll have you.
Oh, I wish I was that rock and roll.
So what happened?
He was a lovely fella, don't get me wrong.
Oh, bloody hell.
That's not me.
This is on a plane. You please turn your phones off on the plane. It will affect, you know, this is pretend to be on a plane.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. No one ever remembers or believes it.
We would like to extend a warm welcome to all our frequent flyers. We also have a VIP on board. Yes, Dolly Parton is sitting in row F. She's sitting in row F, her breasts are in row D and E, or should I say double D? I'm a pervert, thank you, good night.
Now get back to Mallorca.
Mallorca, so he was nice. Went out with the girls, and I don't think I've ever talked to him, because I've never really had a holiday romance. Anyway, he was lovely, but I think he got a little bit excited, a bit possessive, early doors.
No.
So my mates called him Plastic Arm. Because he'd just have a plastic arm over me all the time.
Oh, right. So he didn't have a plastic arm.
He didn't have a plastic arm, no. But he looked like it. Because it never moved. It was in the same shape.
Oh, right.
And it was just round me all
like
the time.
Fork.
Like a fork. And it was just... And I thought, and I quite liked him before that. I thought, well, maybe I'll meet him when I get home. But that... No. So that was it. So it was a disaster, basically.
Oh, so in every photo he was just there.
Yeah. And there wasn't many photos, to be honest. And the girls were like, because they're tight, my girlfriend. They're like, oh. And that was it. It was over. How was that? Yeah, I'm not really very good at holiday romances. I always, you know,
hello.
I'm not great.
No,
I just feel a bit silly. I always feel silly on a beach anyway, because everyone always seems to look all right apart from me. I just don't know how to do it.
I know. I got off with a Mexican security guard.
Nice. Ole.
But he was old.
Was he?
I know I'm old now.
Did you have to help him out?
Well, I was just, I couldn't find my key and I was being coquettish because I'd had a drink. Anyway, and then there was one in Mykonos, he said he was a prince, and I swear, no one believed me.
And what, the prince?
Prince, yeah. I woke up, there was some purple stiletto by the bed. No, this is how clickbait happens. I did not fuck Prince. He said he was a prince. And he was nice.
Of what country?
I don't know. I don't know. He said, I'm a prince. Ooh. I went, really? Ooh. Like that. But the room wasn't that posh for a prince.
Did he make you feel like a princess?
I felt like a princess. So maybe he was a prince.
Oh.
You don't have to officially be a prince.
No. And did you not see him again?
No. He probably flew off back to his kingdom.
Turned back into a frog.
Yeah. Too right. Have you been anywhere that hasn't really, you know, been what you expected? I mean, I don't want to like slag off anything because, you know, people, but is there any way you went, oh, it's not for me? I always use this example. Sorry, listeners. Amanda Holden went to Cyprus. She went the first time she got caught in a typhoon. And then the second time she fell off a bike. No, fell off a jet ski and broke her leg. She went, I love you, Cyprus. You're very pretty, but I'm not coming back there because it's cursed.
I think.
Please say something after that long explanation. No.
Well, I'll tell you where I'd be nervous to go back again.
Oh, tell me. New York, by the sounds of it, with plastic
go there
arm.
Every year.
Looking for plastic arm.
Still looking for him. Yeah, looking for Linda.
Would you reckon you know him exactly?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I know him.
From the arm?
From the stick. He's probably over somebody else like that. So when I was a kid in Stockport, we had this amazing teacher called Kerry Barlow, and she got us on this scheme where we could go to Russia before the wall came down. I know. And we were all like, what? Russia. And we had to save for 2 years. It was, you know, it was a big deal for us. And I went, and don't get me wrong, I thought it was wonderful. But my God, it was like a different world. And I felt very, you know, there was people starving on the streets. Yeah. But then you go into the Winter Palace and there's literally on the table, there's diamonds and pearls on the table. You know, it was so the haves and haves not. And I mean, I don't know if it's different now, but I remember we were that hungry because the food was so shit that we thought St. Basil's was a McDonald's. Red light on top. That's how cultured we were from our school. Is that a McDonald's? Like the coach? Because we'd just been having boiled herrings and wet mash.
Oh, God.
It was horrible.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover
inside the house there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God, this is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, the Hargan family killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, the Hargan family killings, starting May 8th wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Atlassian. Atlassian software like Jira, Confluence, and Loom help power the collaboration needed for teams to accomplish what would otherwise be impossible alone. Because individually we're great, but together we're so much better. That's why millions of teams around the world, including 75% of the Fortune 500, trust Atlassian software for everything from space exploration and green energy to delivering pizzas and podcasts. Whether you're a team of 2, 200, or 2 million, Atlassian software is built to keep you connected and moving together as one.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Yeah.
Do you know what? I know obviously it's really homophobic there now and stuff, but it was on my, before it went a bit crazy under Putin, it was one of my places I wanted to go. And at one point they were saying St. Petersburg was a holiday destination.
Well, it was Leningrad then. That's how long ago it was. It was 88. That's how old I am. So it was it was a 1988, year before the wall came down. And it was just...
I call Iraq Mesopotamia. I'm so old. And Siam.
Siam.
I holidayed in Siam.
Abyssinia.
Abyssinia. Yeah.
Prussia.
I still call it Bjam, Iceland. I went to Bjam.
That's how old I am. Honestly.
So Russia. So, oh, that's it.
I mean, I would go back, but
you can't go back.
Oh, I know. I can go back there. They'll let me back. I think they'll let me back.
Unlike Europe.
Oh, I did get off with someone there as well.
Oh, here we go.
I was only 14. I was the one who had the vodka, obviously. And
if you're offended by any of the things in this podcast.
Sorry about that.
Spoiler 14, alert. Having vodka at 14.
Yeah, we stopped poor. 15 I was, sorry.
Do you remember when we did that radio show together and they said, come on, guys, you've got to think of a subject. And we said, oh, underage drinking. We've never had so many letters in, did we? And then the producer went, no, this is the BBC. We're like, oh, yeah, then we had to change it to what's your favourite biscuit. And like, one phone call. But we're like, oh, my God, Thunderbird used to be twatted on the roundabout.
Everybody
when I was
rang
14.
In, didn't they?
Yeah.
Do you remember Concord? It was everything, wasn't it? Thunderbirds, Concord.
Mad Dog 2020.
Mad Dog, Carlsberg Special.
Yeah.
Everybody was ringing in. It was brilliant.
It whizzed by then. Oh, no.
No, we can't.
Obviously, underage drinking is really bad for you and scowned upon after we've just had...
Yeah, it's very, very bad.
We've been cackling like for 2 hours listening to people going... Oh, dear. Please drink responsibly. Sorry. We have to say that now, don't we? Do we on this? No, we don't. Drink recklessly, please.
Yes, drink however you want.
Drink recklessly.
Why not enjoy a tasty beverage on your fly? We've got Mad Dog 2020, Thunderbird, Hooch and White Lightning. Why not upgrade where we drop you off on a park bench near a roundabout so you can shout at the passing cars? Ask your friendly cabin crew for more details.
Where have you been that you just love? That's your happy place when you go away.
Well, bizarrely, it is Mallorca. So the weirdest thing is...
You need to move on from it's plastic arm.
It's the different side. So it's the different side. I'm not actually
you actually have to go to the other side.
I go to the side. No, it's my...
Have you seen this woman?
It's my... My husband doesn't even know this. It's hilarious. So my brother-in-law has a house in Mallorca. So we went there... When we were, 20 years ago. So we've been going for 20 years and it's just beautiful. Mm. The way we go is a real happy place. But I've got to say now, I believe Gozo is as well. And I know we film there, but every time I go, we just have the most wonderful time.
Well,
it's
it looks
beautiful.
Stunning. It looks
honestly.
Absolutely stunning.
And he's dead laid back. No one's giving him one. Because it's dead hard to get to. So there's no paps. No one taking pictures of you.
No.
Because no one can be asked going there because it's too much. Once you're there, you're there, you know.
Yeah.
Which is great. So I think that's my happy place. But Mallorca as well, weirdly.
And what do you like? Do you try the food? Are you quite adventurous?
I'm not great with shellfish in general. So, like, I always love the idea of it, but then I always throw up. So I think I must be a little bit allergic to it. But I try anything if I can.
Oh.
Definitely.
Yeah, hit and miss. I think if I'm working, I don't like to have shellfish just because it's...
Just in case.
Yeah.
No, I'm rubbish. But where's my Steve? He'll have, like, 6 oysters and then anything that's crawling out the sea, you know, and he'll woof it all, loves it.
Oh, God.
But I'm not mad. But I do try all the local, food.
What
did our
friend David say about oysters, David Ames? What did he say about oysters, like licking jizz off a rock?
He sounds like David. He sounds like David Ames. Sorry, Dave. David. But yeah, he was out with me and goes, oh, he did an ep of Men in Blanc.
Yes.
Yeah, he was out with
me. With Les Dennis.
Yes, he did.
In the show.
In the show.
I just have to say.
Yes, in the show. They were married in the show. they were, and we had such a laugh. I mean, it's brilliant because I do actually just ask my mates to do it.
Yeah.
It's like, it's your dream, isn't it? You want people you really love and have a massive laugh with.
Oh, God. Well, it looks like you're having fun.
Oh, we have a lovely time.
Because I know you and Steve Edge go back ages.
Yeah, we have a lovely time.
So I could see you.
And Sue, and Sue Holderness and Robin Asquith are hysterical.
Yeah.
And they're like, in the early 70s, the sexiest ones out of the lot of us. Yeah. They're always doing what they want. They're always out together. They have a lovely time. And it's just lovely to see. And I think the, and the stories. Oh, my. They need to be on this. Oh, my God. The stories.
And have you ever been on holiday with a celebrity.
Does work count? No.
No. You've either been on a... Have you been on a plane?
Oh, I have. I've got... How did I ever forget this? And it was Mallorca again. Oh, wow. I forgot. So do you remember when Channel 5...
You've really built this up. It better not be Jeremy
Kyle.
Oh, my
God, it's piss funny. When, you know, remember when Channel 5 was shite when it first started?
Yeah.
And there was that thing called Beach Fever. Do you remember? Yeah, it was Night Fever, karaoke,
yes,
and then
yes,
Beach
yes,
Fever,
yes,
right?
Yes, yes.
So I'd been in the street for about 10 minutes, and about, obviously millions of people had dropped out, and I got this, and they said, would you go to Mallorca for Beach Fever? And I was like, what's that? Anyway, I looked at it, I went, all right, and you have to do karaoke, and it was karaoke on the beach.
I remember.
I went on holiday. You ready for this?
Yeah.
Vanessa Feltz.
Wow.
Shane Ritchie.
Oh, my God.
All of Status Quo.
All of them. There's only two of them.
All of them. Yeah. All of them. No, there's more.
All of them?
I didn't recognise the other two, but they were all of them.
Yeah.
Who else was there? Oh, God. Who else was there? But that was a good start. Oh, and me. And then there was another girl from Coronation Street, I can't remember her name. And it was hysterical. I mean, it was hysterical. Everyone was absolutely mashed every night.
So you have been on holiday?
By accident.
By accident. Wow,
yeah.
That's amazing.
And it was very funny, especially when we're all on that banana and everybody fell off. Imagine.
You, Vanessa Feltz, Shane Ritchie on a banana and Status Quo,
and
all
status
two
quo.
Of them.
And Suggs.
And Suggs.
Oh, madness.
You're just adding names now.
I'm not, honestly.
She's just adding names for more celebrities.
It's about 25 years ago, so it's like 20 years ago. So it's
and then Beyonce, then Jay-Z.
That was funny. That was really funny.
Oh, wow.
That was funny, yeah. That was by accident.
You're
yeah.
100 years old.
Oh, well, nearly. Halfway there.
Two more years to go, love. No, 100 years old, you're in your rocking chair. You've got all your faculties.
Faculties.
you could have facilities nearby. Where do you want to be in the world? You'd be anywhere in the world.
As long as it's round the Mediterranean, then
Mallorca.
I'm happy. No, not necessarily Mallorca.
Sitting there with a plastic arm round me.
I have this thing about the Mediterranean. And it's said funny because I've only just started swimming in it. So when I started, I never went in the sea. I thought jellyfish will kill me. And then when you get to Malta, there's no beaches. So you just have to go in the sea. Everybody does it. Everybody does it. And I absolutely love it. And I think it's really restorative. So and spiritual and all that, not bollocks, but I love it.
No.
I'm in the sea. Yeah, anywhere near the Mediterranean, I'd be happy.
Oh, okay.
There's a sea that draws me.
We'll be starting our descent into Mallorca. Cabin crew, hot cross burn, cross country run. Thank you. Cross check to manual. Thank you, bye.
I want to do this next bit. It's Norman Irish. We are a
boy. Liam Neeson.
We're about to land. No, we are about to land.
Yes.
We've just got time for our quick fire round.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Tequila or tea bag?
Tea bag, actually.
No, tequila.
I'm not mad on tequila.
Oh, when you came round my house.
No, I don't do tequila. Don't do tequila. You know why?
You had everything. My drinks cabinet was empty.
No,
when you
I did. It was only rosé. I drank all your rosé, I did. But not tequila. Honestly, I would be in hospital.
Okay.
I did it once and I don't even want to tell you what happened.
Okay.
Yeah, no, but tea bags. Okay.
Topless or hot mess?
Hot mess. Don't even have to breathe for that one. I'm always a hot mess. Yeah.
Taj Mahal or Taj Mahal? Do you like going and doing cultured things?
Yeah, I do. I like a bit of culture. Yeah. I wasn't that keen on Dubai because of that.
There's nothing to do.
You
want to like just go to a nice restaurant.
Yeah, that's all right. Yeah. But then pay like half your firstborn son and,
yeah.
and half your wages. Yeah, but no, I wasn't mad on that, so I've got to say.
Amazon Hike or Amazon Prime?
Prime, I think.
Yeah. Okay. And last but not least, tip 'em or fuck 'em.
Oh, I'm a right old tipper.
Oh, that's nice.
Only because I did it for years, didn't I?
Yeah.
And it just, you know, helps out, doesn't it? Pays for the shopping. I tip 'em. Yeah, big time.
Wonderful. Thank you so much. If
Thank
you'd like
you,
to go and take your emotional baggage from the carousel, it's over there. Thank you.
I don't think I've got enough room.
Thank you for flying Alan Air.
Oh, thank you, Sally. That was so much fun. And next week, we've got love. Love changes everything. Does it? Does it change everything? I'll be asking Michael Ball that. Thank you, all my frequent flyers. We know there are other podcasts out there, but you choose to fly Alan Air, and it's very much appreciated. Have a lovely week, and don't forget,
Fly the V.